What do these three songs have in common? Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Song two. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. And song number three. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. So what do all these three songs have in common? They're all about fire. Can you think of any other Christmas songs with fire in them? When I was home at Thanksgiving, apparently there is a TV channel that only plays Christmas music, and the constant image on the screen is a fireplace. Soon we will hang up stockings by the chimney with care, right by the fire. There are many references to fire during these Advent days, so it shouldn't surprise us that St. John the Baptist makes an appearance in today's gospel, talking a lot about fire. But his fire is not so warm and cozy. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. The chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Not so warm and cozy. So if I don't produce good fruit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit in my life, the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, chastity, and so forth, all mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. If I don't produce good fruit, then St. John the Baptist says, I will be cut down and thrown into the fire. For even now the axe lies at the root of the tree. If I don't repent of my sins in the sacrament of penance, I will be like the chaff that the Lord burns in an unquenchable fire. But there is a way out of these eternal fires, to submit to another eternal fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. St. John the Baptist says that when the Lord comes, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so I thought there'd be a way out of it, but apparently there isn't. There is no way to escape fire in my spiritual life. If I don't produce good fruit, I will experience the fires of hell. My only hope is to submit willingly to the fire of the Holy Spirit. What is the fire of the Holy Spirit like? A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, when I was a senior in high school, I remember very vividly the wildfires at Yellowstone National Park. The longest and largest wildfires in the recorded history of the national park. On our Blessed Mother's birthday, on the 8th of September in the year 1988, the Yellowstone Park closed for the first time in history because the fires were so great right on the doorsteps of that famous Old Faithful geyser. By the time the wildfires ended after several months, 36% of Yellowstone Park was destroyed. But just when all seemed lost, they discovered something very beautiful. Maybe some of you know that 80% of Yellowstone is made up of the lodgepole pine, which produces pine cones that are serotonous. There's a good word to use on your Scrabble game this afternoon after the football game. Serotonous. Serotonous means that the pine cones remain closed and will not disperse their seeds unless they are subjected to... That's right. A fire. These pine cones remain closed for years and years and years, and they will not release their seeds until the resin sealing them melts, requiring a temperature of at least 113 degrees Fahrenheit. The pine cones need fire. And so do you know what they discovered at Yellowstone the year after the fire? After the winter and the spring, the park rangers discovered all kinds of new little pine trees popping up all over the place. And I couldn't help but think of today's first reading. A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. Yeah, from the stumps and the roots that were left from the fire in Yellowstone, new life budded forth. The fires at Yellowstone are the type of fire that I want in my spiritual life. The fires at Yellowstone are like the fire of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm like that pine cone. The fire of the Holy Spirit is the only fire hot enough to melt away my hard, crusty shell, the resin of my sins and filth, so that the seeds planted deep down in me at baptism may be released and produce the gifts of the Holy Spirit. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of piety and a fear of the Lord. The fire of the Holy Spirit is the only fire hot enough to release in me all of the virtues of a holy life. St. John the Baptist says there is no way to escape fire in my spiritual life. If I do not produce good fruit, I will experience the unquenchable fire of hell. My only hope is to submit willingly to the fire of the Holy Spirit. One fire is frightful, and the other fire so delightful. This Advent, I choose the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord burn away in me all that is not of him, and release the seeds planted in me in baptism, so that I can indeed produce good fruit for the church and the world. Amen.